There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Are you serious?
There are plenty of ways to kill some time out there. Thank you for killing some time with us. I'm Marcus Bronzi, joined today by show producer extraordinaire.
Me.
Billy Wright.
Oh, I thought you said never let me introduce myself then.
All right, go on then. Show producer extraordinaire. The guy that took a girl out to Drake because he just said, hey, fuck it. Free giveaway on Tinder. Yeah. The guy that's been working on his dating. Am I allowed to talk about the dating game stuff?
Let's do it.
Can we talk about that?
Well, no, because there's nothing to report on, but you can talk about that bit.
So there's the fact that there's nothing to report on, I feel like that's something to report on, that there's nothing to report on.
I can't really be a dating app extraordinaire if there's nothing to report on, though, is there? So we're kind of overplaying my
dating
skills
game.
At the moment. Asterisk.
Okay, cool. So introducing Billy Wright, the producer extraordinaire and dating practicer.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm all good, man. I'm going to be honest with you and the listener, Billy. Something's come into the office that I think we can use to help improve your game.
Yep.
I'm not saying that you need improving, but no, I am. Everyone's game needs improving when it comes to socializing, all right? But I've got something that I think you could use. Are you up for trying it out?
What is it? Tell me. Tell me more.
I need commitment before I give you more information.
Yeah, go on and tell me.
So you've committed?
Well, it depends what it is first.
You've committed. I feel like you've committed.
All right.
Okay, so you've committed. All right, and we will share this with the listener at some point in the future. But what? I have to set it up first. Now that I know you're down for it, I can set it all up now and we can get it going. All right, cool. I can share it with the other presenters as well. Oh, this is going to be so cool, Billy. I'm so excited for you. Are you nervous?
Yeah, what is it? Oh, dear.
So anyway, on today's this one of episodes, we've been talking about apps and stuff and other little bits we've been sent. So this episode, I know you've been trying out apps and stuff, Billy, and you've come across a couple of apps. There's something that I discussed on Twitter earlier in the week with a listener who recommended it to us. It's a broadcasting app. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that real quick?
It's called Anchor or Anchor.fm. So I think if you just go to your iTunes, just type in Anchor.fm.
What's it for?
It's a bit like, it's for radio. It's kind of like podcasting and Snapchat merged into one, I'd say.
All right, and how have they managed to combine audio and Snap? Like, how does it work?
So what you basically do, you open up the app, and then at the bottom of the app, you've got record, clips, music, and call-ins. Mm. So you just, with the recording, you just tap the button and then slide your finger up to lock it into the record section, and then you record it using like a speakerphone. Or you can just raise the phone to your ear and then speak into the phone. And there's all different apps in there. Like my particular one is a new music discovery show. So I will connect my show to my Apple Music, or if it's your end, you can connect it to your Spotify or Apple Music, depending on what one you use.
Yeah.
And then I'll make my radio show. And then after 24 hours, the radio show is then gone. So
you pick up your phone and talk into your phone normally, say, hey, this is new music radio show. Billy Wright, coming up, I've got, for example, Ed Sheeran. And then how do you hear the music? How does that work? You say you connect it to your show.
Yeah, you slide along
your Spotify.
Slide along to the app, the music section. Then when you first use it, it says connect to Apple Music or connect to Spotify. pick one of those, and then at the top you've got like a search bar. Once it's connected, there's a search bar. Search for your music, then tap the plus sign, and then it's added into your stream. So it's,
and then I can select the tune when I'm listening to it on my site. Like, does it play the whole song when I'm listening to your show?
Not if you haven't connected your Spotify to it. If you connect your Spotify or you connect to Apple Music, then it will play the whole song.
Okay, so as a listener, if I connect it to my Apple Music or my Spotify and you play a tune, I get the whole song through Anchor.
Yeah.
If I haven't, what do I get?
Like a 30-second preview.
A little taster.
Yeah.
A little taster. Something else that I saw on the app that I found quite interesting is you can kind of, if you don't like a song, you can fast forward, right?
I just saw you can just skip it. So you can,
yeah, so like skip, yeah, fast forward, skip to the next sort of link. So it's kind of like a hybrid between radio and Spotify, isn't it, really? You can sort of say, yeah, enough of that. Interesting. How easy is it to use?
It's really easy. I mean, once you've recorded your link, yeah, there's an option to choose like a bunch of pre-made beds, and you can just, yeah, flick right through to choose which one you want. And if you don't know what a bed is the background music when you listen to the radio, and there's some really faint music behind what the DJ is talking about. That is your bed.
Yeah. So should we get a bed? I used to have a lot of beds from my radio days. What sort of bed do you want, Billy?
Well, you're gonna feed one in now.
Yeah, I don't know. What have we got? We've got a. This is a hip hop song, and I used to love using it as a bed.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I like it.
And then you would just talk over the top of that, and then just play your next song.
Cool.
There's not a lot of editing, so like in like radio, you got most of the DJs, they'll talk and then they'll stop talking right before the artist starts singing. You can't really do that on this one. You just stop singing and then you just put your next bit on, and then on their back end, it sounds like they fade it in somehow.
But okay, so you can't have those super tight. You can't have the super tight ones.
No.
Okay. How about this for a bed, Billy? Would this be all right for you?
It's not really a suitable.
Circus theme song. No?
No.
How about this one?
What's that one? Sounds like out of like a movie. Oh, that rings a bell. What is that? That's from a music. That's from a film.
Showing my age. Thunderbirds.
Nice, oh, Thunderbirds. Dun, 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 dun. Everyone knows that one.
Anyway, right, we're just being silly now. Anyway, so that's Anchor app. What's the next app you want to tell us about, Billy?
I've been playing an app on the iPhone. It's called Tomb of the Mask. So it's a lot of fun, really. It's like a 16-bit style. Do you know, like, do you remember Pac-Man?
Yeah.
It's a lot like Pac-Man. So you use this little cat thing and you flick or swipe your finger on the screen to collect little coins as you go around the maze. So you have to get from one end to the other.
Right.
Avoiding all the walls. So there's, on certain levels, there's like walls you can't touch, and there's enemies you have to avoid.
If you could compare it to another game, what would you compare it to?
I would compare it to Pac-Man.
Okay, cool. All right, then. So it's like a Pac-Man rebooted.
Yeah.
All right. Nice. And have you been killing a lot of time with it then?
It's something that I would say, yeah, I'd keep going back to it, but I wouldn't, because it's going to be like a high score chaser. So you keep chasing that high score, because on some of them, a little bit of a criticism where you flick, and then it doesn't go where you want the person, where you want it to go. It hit the wall and it'd be game over. It's like, oh, you have to start again then.
Okay. Right. Okay. So it's a bit of a high score chaser, but there's a few glitches in it. But I reckon that kind of adds to the crack of it. Do you know what I mean? That kind of keeps it addictive. All right, man.
I don't know whether it's like a glitch or whether it's just me being silly, but I found it was just a bit, sometimes it's a bit unresponsive to what you want it to do. I mean, two minds, whether it's a fault with the game or it was a fault with me. I don't know whether or not it's me flicking and then I'm not doing anything right, or I'm too quick for the game. But sometimes it is a little bit unresponsive to what you're doing.
You need to practice your flicking game, Billy.
Yeah.
You need to practice that flicking. You need to do more flicky, flicky. Flicky flickness. sorry. I'm going a bit delirious, bruv. But No problem, bruv. Can we pop those in the show link as well, please?
Yeah, sure. They'll be in the description.
Okay, cool. And just to recap, you've confirmed that you're up for this situation that we want to put towards you.
With an asterisk.
You confirmed fully that you would like to invest your fully into the situation that we've got coming up with regards to up in your dating skills, basically.
A situation.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll see.
Yep.
Okay. I've got a funny feeling Mr. James Priest is going to show his face again.
I'm not saying anything, Billy. I'm not saying anything. I'm not going to confirm nor deny.
Okay.
All right. Right, there's plenty of ways to kill some time out there. He has been the producer extraordinaire and dating practicer,
Mr. Billy Wright.
And I've been Marcus Bronzy. See you next time.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.